Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good evening. We come to you from Blog Talk Radio tonight, and this is Divine Talk. We want to talk tonight about going into 2024, what it's going to be like. We come tonight to talk about stop the killing, save the babies. One of the things, over 30,000 people been killed over in Egypt, not in Egypt, in Israel, and they continue bombing. We're saying stop the bombing, save the babies, stop the killing. That's what we're saying. Tonight, we're so glad to come to you tonight. We had a little problem with our station, but we're up tonight. God bless you. I want to say to you tonight, as we get ready to go into the new year, we go into the new year with faith that God will heal and deliverance and breakthrough. And I want to tell you that God have a blessing for you and a door open for you. I want to thank you, Sister Roshanda, that called me last night. The show was down last night. Had problems up in New York with the satellite, but we're back up tonight. And I want to talk about some of the prophecy that we got going. What we're asking for, Bishop Turner and the committee, we're asking for reparation, number one. Number two, free Larry Hoover and free Jeff Ford. That's number one. That's number two, number three. And also, we're asking for a breakthrough that will come, and that breakthrough will open the door for me and you. We ask for reparation, and we ask that all the immigrants that are brought in, send them back home to where they're supposed to be, and we ask our government to come involved. And now, our prophecy, 24, we're talking about floods and storms all over the Midwest. And as we continue with the storms and floods all over the Midwest, and as we come in with the storms and floods all over the Midwest, and that's what we're looking for, the storms and floods coming, and that's coming from break down the strong hopes. And that's what one of the things that's going to happen that we asked him for.
Just one more.
God bless you tonight. This is Prophets for 2024. We say a boycott that's going on in Washington in 2024. There's a death of a Democrat and Republican in 2024. Be able to get the prophecy for 2024. There will be powerful women coming up to deal with their body, and that's talking about the abortion question. More people will come to America. The Republican, Democrat, and Congress will have to come together to deal with the racist situation that's going on. That's from the politics of our prophecy. And I'm going to send the book to you so you might be able to get it. Okay, this is medical breakthrough. There's a breakthrough for cancer. There's a breakthrough for dementia. There is a psychological breakthrough to deal with dementia. And that's a new drug to be used for healing of the body. These are some of the drugs that will be found in 2024. Breakthrough medical. That's one of the prophets. So let me go to the other prophecy. Okay, this is a change in global weather. That's Florida. That's down through the South. Flood, storm, California, storm, flood, earthquakes. That's happening now as I speak. It's going on through 2024. That will be a typhoon in China and also an earthquake. And that will be flooding Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, water, and in the Gulf. So many things are going to be happening 2024. Okay. And this is some of the prophecy that we got going on with 2024. So be able, that would be a cyber war. That means a race going to the moon by different corporations, and people want to go to the moon. That would be trillions of dollars spent, and that would be space junk falling out the moon. From all the stuff they send out in space, that will be happening. So that's some of the stuff that's going to be going on. And I want you to know that stuff going to be happening right away. So that stuff going to be coming forward right away. So you got to get ready for that. So it's very important for you to understand tonight some of the stuff that's going on in our world and with you. We're into a cyber warfare right now. We're into two wars, the war that we're doing, and the war over that we got. We got the war over in the Middle East, and then we got the war in Russia. But there will be another war coming on. These are some of the things that are happening that you need to know about. I'm praying for you and you tonight. This is divine talk tonight. And I thank God for you, you, and you. I want to tell you, as we were off the air, so many people called and asked what was happening. And that was flooding in New York. And the flood took the tower down. They got the tower up temporarily. They're still working on it. Our tower come out of New York. So when we wasn't down, that's why we was down, because the tower was down. I'm praying for you tonight. I thank you, Mayor Hawkins, that called me. Every letter, every telephone call really means something. And I want to tell you tonight, God is able to a breakthrough. I want to share with you tonight that all is well. We're in the summer. The winter solstice started tonight. I put some of this stuff on the altar for many of you that called and asked and your prayer request, what you want to happen for you. Call me where I can complete what you want. I'm going to give you the number where you might call. You can call me at 708-582-0372. 708-582-0372. I was live streaming, and I don't know how many people seen me. I'm praying for you, Joe, and Sister Lisa will call me. And it's people over in Israel starving. The hospital gone and blowed up the hospital. They ain't got no water, no food, and they killed a lot of babies. So we got to deal with what's happening with the Zionists that's taking over. And I'm saying that America got to step up to the plate. The Democrats got to step up, and the Republicans got to step up to the plate and to stop the war. It's killing innocent babies and women, and that's not good. Prayer changed things. I want you to read Psalms 31, Psalm 71, and Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Tonight, I thank God for you tonight, for you to come forward. That every door closed will be opened up in your behalf. Sit ready. Praise God for praying for you and your different men and money and thank you. I want to tell you, Sister Ray Chandler, I'm praying for you tonight. Lifestyle praying for you. Sister Hera, I'm praying for you. Mama Joe, I'm praying for you tonight. Many friends in the world and friends in the world. Those who lost so much home and flood in life. God is able to bring things to you. And come to you every night, Jesus. Father God, I'm coming to God and ask you to do a healing. Somebody lost their home, lost their head. The wives and sisters. There's no song on this or anything out here. I'm praying for you in Chicago, Detroit, California. Praying for you in Arkansas, Mississippi, Louisiana, D.C. I'm praying for you down in Jackson, Mississippi. I'm praying for you down in Dallas and Houston. For God's sake. Thank you, Brother Jerry. I want to tell you, all is well. I want you to get ready for a great breakthrough in your life. Tonight, I'm just happy to say all is well. I want to be able to tell you tonight all is well. And I want to tell you as we go into the new year, 2024, God will open up some doors for you. And I want to tell you, God is able to lift you up, man. Woman, God got your back. I don't care what you say, all is well. Thank you. I want to tell you that if you just let go tonight and let God, I want to tell you, when you begin to pray, the killing and the murder is going to stop. The black-on-black crime is going to stop. And we have to look at people that's on dope, on alcohol, on drugs. We have to look at people that's locked up for centuries. That's Jeff Ford locked up. That's Harry Larry Hoover locked up. And many others. Something they didn't do. But they're still in prison. And we asked them for reparation, which our ancestors worked here, brought in chains. We have to know also for them to send those people back that don't pay tax. Just come, you know, send them back. And when the Jamaicans came, they put them on a plane and sent them back. When the Haitians came, they put them on a plane, your government, and turned them back. The Africans come, they put them on a plane, they sent them back. Why can't you send these other people back? They're coming in with all kind of diseases, just scabies, and all other kind of diseases. You don't even know. Children leaving out the mouth and nose because they don't know what kind of disease they got. Club worms. He said that. Took a Lorraine, so these people got all kind of diseases. Mother Francis called me from New Orleans, Bishop. These people that live in sick. Come to find out, they're 5, 6 of the children, they're sick. Right now, they don't know what's wrong with them, what happened to them. Because they came into this country sick, and that's what happened.
Of a valley of variety.
to know the Lord tonight. This is the seed of Abraham, blessed and highly favored. Call 708-582-0372. Peaches, I'm praying for you down in Mississippi. Net, I'm praying for you. I want this Christmas to be a Christmas of joy and happiness. I want this season to be a season I share of our ancestors. As we're going into the new millennium, the new winter solstice, that things will work for you. Every door closed, be open up. I just feel God got something good for you, and God got a door for you. Don't forget to ask for my book, Prophecy for 2024. You need to have that book in your book rack. Many things happening. You need to have that book. That book will be a blessing for you. I'm praying for you, Sister Sadie. I'm praying for you, Sister Kim. Also, I want to let you know, Lisa, all is well. Tammy, I'm praying for you tonight. I want to tell you, those that missed out, God have a blessing. I share our ancestors. We're getting ready going to a happy new year to you. Happy joy to you. Get ready for a miracle breakthrough. Get ready for a door to open up for you.
I have
Roshan. Roshan. Pulling on my shirt. It's on for too long. The world. I want you to know that tonight. I'm praying for you, Sister Rochanda. Jeffrey, I'm praying for you. Jesus is the reason for the season. I want you to get ready for Christmas. Happy New Year to everybody. Our station been down because they had a lot of storms in New York. But my prophecy for 2024 is storms and floods back to back. Call me and said, Bishop, send me the prophecy for 2024. Lots of things are going to happen in 2024. Mass hunger right now in Israel. They've been bombed and killed over 30,000 people. They've been killed and people have no water, no food, and that's not right. I want you to pray and continue to pray. Some people over here that they've been bombed and killed. Little bitty babies in the crib that was killed. And ain't nobody said nothing. God is in control tonight. And I want to tell you, the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God in your life. Some of you, your gift will come out in 2024. And I will tell you, Sister Cook, all is well. I'm praying that you, that door open for you, Sister Maddie. And I want you to know tonight that God is able. And you got to keep your mind focused because it's drugs, dope, alcohol, all this stuff to make you fun. You know, when I go in the spirit world, I talk to people, I shake. And our ancestors, we are going backwards. We got so many people here in Chicago, they have nowhere to sleep. They're bringing them in by the thousands. But what about the people that's already here? They ain't got no house. But they haven't seen a doctor in a minute. People that fought in Vietnam and Korea. So it's important for you to know that God is able to turn some things around. My prophecy for 2024, that's going to be a medical breakthrough. That's one of my prophecies. My other prophecy is that reparation got to be given to us because of our ancestors. Everybody got reparation but the black man. They're bringing people in, giving them money, giving them gym shoes, and giving them a cell phone. But these are the same people, ain't work, ain't no tax, ain't did nothing. And they found a group of people come, they got scabies, they got herpes, they got all kind of diseases coming through that desert, and they're bringing it to you and your children. So some people need to be carried back over to where they come from. They ain't no taxpayers. They found one lady, she had a bunch of pills in a baby diaper. That's the kind of negativity that's going on. But Jesus is the light of the world, and he's going to fix it. Psalms 93, Psalm 41, Psalm 55. I want you to read that. I want this year going into, this is the some, this is the winter solstice. What that means, that it's going to be short. The days is going to be, the days going to be, the nights going to be longer. Days going to be shorter. And what that really means, that the portal holes that are open up, and they, I want to say, they have flares coming from the moon, set stuff on fire, and move stuff around. So we're in for a lot going on. Prayer, same thing. You know, I'm asking, we going into next year, that's 2024, I see a president passing. I see somebody in the Democratic Party passing, and somebody in the Republican Party, they're going to die. And I'm already prophesying, I already seen it. They're going to die. So when you hear about them dying, the bishop told me, I want you to get my book, Prophecy for 2024. And when you order the book, I'm going to put your prophecy in this book for you. When you call me the bishop, send me a prophecy book. I'm going to write some of your prophecy happening personally to you. So that's going to happen. So you have to call and ask for it. For financial blessing for next year. Some of you, God gonna bless you financially going to 2024. And some of you, God gonna ordain you to preach his gospel. God will ordain you to minister to people around the world. We're praying for people all over the world, and we're praying for you tonight. I'm so happy to know that God can touch some of you to the next level, to another level. And you tell a friend, tell a neighbor to listen. Maybe they will get a blessing that God got for them. Money, money. And this gentleman, he's passed, but this is what he left. Thank you. Financial breakthrough for your home, for clothes, for your children, whatever. I'm praying tonight that God will give you a breakthrough going into the new year. Hold your head up. Read Psalms 27, Psalms 118. I see God giving you a great breakthrough, and I see the anointing of the Holy Ghost going to be on some of you.
I didn't understand this song at the time. I couldn't understand why they shouted like they did. When I should be all right.
We must also realize that the problems of racial injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
We read one day, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But if a man doesn't have a job or an income, he has neither life nor liberty and the possibility for the pursuit of happiness. He merely exists. Thank you.
You know, there's dashes and dancers and prancers and vixens, comets and cupids and zombies and blitzens.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Share your faith.